The fall always reminds me of my friend Blant Nolan, who died several years ago. We often worked together in the desert this time of year. He was tall and gangly, with a bushy cowboy mustache and a beat-up hat to match. He was in his 50s, a world-famous banjo player, a folklorist, photographer, and a damn good archaeologist. He and another friend, Jeff Marcos, died when Blanton lost control of his plane and crashed into a mountain lake in Oregon in front of their crew. I visited his lover, Barbara, afterwards, and she seemed as faded and light as an empty seed pod. I saw their calendar in the kitchen, events still marked in red pen, all their unspent days spent. By the time I had heard about his death, the funeral and wake were over. There was no ceremony for me to attend. Rituals serve an important role in our lives, and few are as important or as old as our rituals around mourning for the dead. I think they are especially important for men, and I think our culture has lost its way by asking men to be stoic and aloof when a loved one dies. To grieve is to honor, and it is paying the dead their due respect and acknowledging the important role they played in your life. 3 years ago, my 2-week-old son died, and we have yet to hold the ceremony for him. His ashes sit on our mantle in an urn the size of a ripe plum. I hold him in my hand sometimes, the solid weight of the bronze urn making him somehow more substantial than he was in life. I will hold my ceremony for Blanton and my son some night camping in the desert. It will be attended by the coyote and the rabbit brush, the sandstone and basalt, the shaman figures in painted caves and carved into cliff faces, the bright moon and the stars in a clear desert sky, and we will all bow our heads the whole night in prayer. With The Perspective, this is Mike Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.